This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here on the radio, broadcasting from my flagship AM station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, along with all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, the COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A big special shout-out goes to everybody that's working in the oil industry. They had a good day yesterday. Oil went up $5 a barrel, so that'll make them a little bit happier. And don't forget to check out on Facebook the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us over there. Get into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are right now. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we have a situation going on with the 3M company we found out about yesterday. And our emergency management director here in the state of Florida was the one that blew the whistle on them, as well as going on to Twitter and putting things out there. What is going on with 3M, Kyle?
Well, that's right. That's Jared Moskowitz, I believe. And he is sort of blowing the whistle on this, on what's happening with 3M, because they have a lot of these materials, masks and things like that, that America needs. But if the American government or the American officials want to buy this, they're getting beaten to the punch by foreign governments or foreign entities that are showing up with cash on the barrelhead, and buying these materials out from under us, and those materials are going overseas. They're not being used to help Americans here by this company. And so this is a major revelation, and it means that there's a lot of people going to go without until we can try to ramp up more material.
Well, I understand from some of further announcements that were made late last night coming out of the White House that the president is going to issue an executive order stating that the companies need to make the products that they're making for American companies, or for Americans first. I understand that that's coming today sometime.
Well, exactly. And what I hope is that we hear a unanimous chorus from those who have been telling the president, or criticizing the president, I should say, talking about the Defense Production Act, which he has put into effect, by the way. So what I'm hoping is that we do hear a united chorus saying, this is the right thing to do. We can't have these crucial material simply going overseas because somebody ran in with cash. There's got to be either a way to agreement or direction objective to make sure that this is going to happen and also to streamline any payments to avoid this kind of problem with anybody else.
Well, you're right. And the other thing that's going on is the emergency director for the state of Florida, Mr. Moskowitz, said that the other thing that was going on here was that they were price gouging. And what was costing at one time $4.50 or whatever, or $5 is now 10 or 20 times higher.
That's right. And this is another thing the president could address. He has not done this yet. I suppose they're waiting for a particular set of circumstances, but I suppose the president could also freeze prices on certain items to make sure that gouging is not possible. But at the same time, the Attorney General of the United States plus Attorney Generals of the states need to make it known that any price gouging is going to be dealt swiftly and very harshly.
And who was the last president to freeze prices?
I want to say Richard Nixon.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Right after Vietnam in the 70s.
That's right. Yeah,
we got into a problem there, and inflation started to take control, and things got out of control, and he froze everything, and it stayed that way until things stabilized and came back down a little bit.
That's right. So, again, a lot of power in the executive to do that, and, again, that's to shepherd the country through a very hard or uncertain time, and I think this qualifies in many ways, obviously.
Yeah, and before we go to break, I want to mention to everybody that's out there, now oil prices control the world. Whatever happens around the world has to do with oil and oil prices. And yesterday, West Texas crude went up $5 a barrel to $25.32. That's an increase of 19.79%. And Brent crude went up to $29.94. That was an increase of $5.20 a barrel, or 17.37%. And gasoline went up from 55 cents a gallon to 66 cents a gallon wholesale at the refinery without the taxes and all that. That went up another 17.55%. So the oil companies are starting to do a little bit of rebounding.
Well, that's right. Also, I think Saudi Arabia, they're calling for an emergency meeting of the oil producers as well, and they're looking to try to cut some of their output by as much as 10 to 15 million barrels a day. And as this goes on with their oil war with Russia, basically.
Well, both Russia and Saudi Arabia, the president's talked to them about cutting back production so that the price of oil will stabilize and not go down to where it was. $20 a barrel oil is the advantage Saudi Arabia, not Russia, not the U.S. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone line waiting for me to get back to him. But before I do, I got to tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I have been taking this product for 4 years. And it's been working for me. And about midnight, I took one of the little packets with the four capsules in it. And as I do twice a day, take one in the morning, and I take one again at night, usually before I start the show. Because sitting for 4 hours and not moving around a lot, I have to keep my foot elevated or it swells up because of the problem I've got going with it. Now, with the Relief Factor, when I take it, the contents, some of the ingredients that are in there actually helps keep my swelling under control so that the foot doesn't get as big as it could. Because at one time I had a serious problem. They thought I had a blood clot, but I did not have a blood clot. My leg had swollen up to where it was 30 inches around the knee. And almost that all the way down to the ankle. I mean, if you can imagine that, it's unbelievable. But now it's back down to almost its normal size, except for the base of my foot, where I have a lot of swelling because I've torn some ligaments down there, and they can't do anything about it because that's an elective surgery, and they're not doing any of that until after all this pandemic stuff stops. But anyway, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, if you got neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, this all-natural product called Relief Factor will help you out. It's helped me. It's helped hundreds of thousands of people out, too. Now, how to find out about it is simple. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at what's there. There's a little tutorial there, a little video. It's about two and a half minutes long. It tells you what's in it, how it works. And for $19.95, that's $20, $19.95, You can have that delivered right to your front door in about 2 or 3 days, and you'll find out what the rest of us have found out, and that is it works. Over 80% of the people that take the 3-week quick start stay on it. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and if you want to call it an order, you can do that too. 800-500-8384. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Otherwise, you'll get charged full price and not the special. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, two cruise ships yesterday sailed into Port Everglades, pretty much back-to-back, and they're now tied up at the far end of the dock, almost back out in the ocean. They're way down the end of the dock down there on the cargo side of the port. The people are still on board the boat. The only people they took off the boat yesterday, because I heard the media going, oh, they're all getting off their ship now. They're going to be off on dry land and this, that, and the other. Well, no, not exactly. They're there, and they're going to be getting off later today and Saturday in an orderly fashion, and they took some of the most seriously ill people off the boat to treat them. So what else would did you notice about this?
Well, that's right, Captain. They're doing this in a sort of a staggered fashion. The Zaandam and the Rotterdam, they're both Holland America cruise liners. Between them, they had about 1,250 passengers.
Yep.
311 of those are Americans from 19 different states, and there are 52 Floridians. Part of this, 9 of them are from South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand, I believe it was the Zaandam that had the 4 deaths aboard it, but over 200 passengers, I think, that we know of, were already sick or showed signs of being ill. This includes passengers and crew members on the Zaandam. And so, yes, the plan is that some will be flown home.
Uh-huh.
As people come off the ship, they'll be flown home directly to their country of origin, for example. Others will be driven home. And also, get this, they're going to disinfect the luggage. They're going to spray it down
sure.
one time, and then when they get it off the ship, they're going to spray it down
sure.
again.
I believe it.
Exactly. So there's a lot going on, and there was a lot of controversy, to say the least, as to how to deal with these ships.
Oh, I know.
Whether they could even come ashore.
I know. All right, and let's go to the telephone lines. We've got our resident professor emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana, Dan the Man, on the line. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a couple of things. I heard just the first part. One, I've got to make a comment. I think the Democrats are eating this stuff alive. They love this.
Sure,
I heard Andrew Cuomo today talk about the new normal, which is kind of scary. And, you know, Schumer was talking about the infrastructure, which is kind of a joke. I hope the Republicans fight this, because now he's talking new Green Deal technology. But when you said Nixon and wage and price controls, that was one of the worst decisions ever made. I hope that those words do not come out of President Trump's mouth.
It's been mentioned.
We paid for wage and price controls for almost 12 years after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get nowhere. That's Soviet-style economics. You want shortages and scarcity? Impose wage and price controls. Because they will force people, or they'll try to force companies, to manufacture or to produce something less than what it takes to make it. And you go nowhere. You will have shortages in grocery stores if you go that route. I just find, you know, after Nixon did that in 71, it was a dead issue.
Oh, that was 71. I was thinking it was after Vietnam, but that's okay.
Yeah, he went off the gold standard, and he did that about the same time.
Okay.
But that's the worst thing. That was always a Democrat issue. We can short-circuit the process, make it easier on people, just impose price control.
Let me ask you a question. Did you hear what Senator James Clyburn said from South Carolina yesterday? He's going to be one of the people in charge of one of these committees. Do you hear what he said?
I heard it the other day when he said, now we can put our agenda into effect.
He said, now we can continue with the transformation of America. That's what he said.
I don't think there's a Democrat in Congress or in a governor's house that really believes this is a big deal.
Hold on a minute. Kyle, what do you think about all this?
Well, I know that the the idea is to take care of the price gouging, and so obviously if I think the first and foremost way is to put all these companies on notice and call them out, perhaps even publicly, that this is going to hurt them economically in the future, certainly with any other government contracts, and also if the American people are aware that the materials that could be helping them are going somewhere else, or that we're being charged a super big premium for stuff that we really need in this emergency, uh-huh. That would make a lot of difference. I think the last resort is for the president to do something like freeze prices on those items.
Well, Dan, one of the things that was mentioned last night, and I'm trying to think, was the trade representative said it at the press conference. I don't remember his name, but you know the one I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah, he said that the president was aware of the 3M situation and what was going on, and there was going to be a presidential executive order announcing that American companies came first. American first responders came first before anybody else got these products.
Well, he should have just got an executive order and just prohibited export of what we need.
That's right.
What makes you stay in here for the time being?
You're right.
We did that with oil for a long time until a couple of years ago.
Right. You're right.
What we produced here stayed here.
Yeah. And Kyle, I heard you say you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I mean, in other words, there's a lot of things in the quiver that President Trump has. But I think one of the things he has to do is to make sure that there's stability, and then there's also the stability of the American opinion, mm-hmm. in the sense that hey, we're going to have enough. We're this stuff isn't just leaking out of the country, and we're going to be caught with nothing that we really need here.
Okay, and Dan, Allen's Nebraska is saying the gold standard went before 1971, but I don't know when it went. I guess I'll have to look it up.
It was. Nixon was the last president. It was 71. He got rid of that.
Okay.
So I have to teach that in and out all the time.
Okay.
I mean, people, but I'm telling you, I had a grad student today. I haven't talked to him for about a month.
All right.
And he called and he said, "Sounds like we're trying to shoot ourselves in the foot." No, we're trying to commit suicide.
Okay. Well,
it is going to be. The cure is going to be worse than the disease.
This is to be continued because I'm running out of time and I got to let you go because we're coming up on a break. But another great several points made by you, my friend.
Okay. I will talk to you sometime next week.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. You know, Kyle, Dan is very well versed in what he's talking about because he's a professor and this is what he teaches. And that's why I call him the Professor Emeritus. At where he's at up there in Lafayette, Indiana. And we'll talk more about this and some other things when we come back. So hang on, Kyle. Folks, the Captain's America Third Watch is rolling along here. And I haven't even hardly touched the stuff that's on my talking points list here. But there's so much going on again tonight. It's unbelievable. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump announcing he's directing HHS Secretary Azar and acting DHS Secretary Wolf to use all available authority under the Defense Production Act
to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term, COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Frank Salvato, host of the Underground Podcast, and you're getting tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America with Matt Bruce.
I'll tell you what, Frank Salvato will be around hour number four this morning. You hear him Mondays and Fridays on the program, and occasionally an extra time or two when situations warrant. Frank has been with me for going on the 20 years I've been on the radio, and he is the original person that founded the New Media Journal. Now he's put everything in something called the Underground USA platform, which is a podcast plus different articles that he writes, and at one time he was a regular contributor to the old Bill O'Reilly television show when Bill O'Reilly first came onto the scene on Fox. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance, Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Now, if you are driving a car or a truck or maybe you got a motorcycle or an ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, whatever, let me give you an idea that can save you some money on your insurance. Now, you can also bundle with your homeowners and your renter's insurance with Geico, too, and save even more money. I'll explain all that in a minute. But Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest insurer in the United States, and I might add that they insure some 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, let me just point out to everybody that Geico was known and started as the Government Employees Insurance Company, Geico. That's where they got their name from. Now, they don't have anything to do with the government anymore, but if you were a government employee, you could get insurance here and save a lot of money. It was cheaper than the general public could get it for.
because of the number of government employees that were involved. So that's where they get the name from. But they are good at what they do. I've had them now for going on about 15 years. And because I have my homeowner's insurance with them and my car insurance, I get a bundle rate, and it's very cheap. And knock on wood, I get a safe driver's discount for every year that I'm a safe driver, and so far it's been every year I've been with them. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller here. I think I know who this is, but we'll take the caller and see what's going on. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Gentlemen, let me get down to business real quick and talk to the 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to work here. Donald, let me say something here. We don't have $2 trillion to spend on infrastructure right now, okay? Okay, right now we got to win this election, and we got to take the House back and the Senate back, and we got to get back to work here, okay? That's the bottom line, and we got to get our – and Florida, DeSantis, I got you elected here. You are a no-name congressman against Adam Putnam, okay? You want to take me on? I told Adam Putnam didn't stand up for Donald Trump in the state of Florida, and we voted for you. Now we're back to work, and we're back to work, and we're back to work, because we won't have a country here if we're not back to work. This nonsense about stopping people from going back to work is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Now let's get back to work and put up this economy together, or we won't have anything to pick up the pieces on. God bless. I've done more for Donald Trump than anybody in here, and we're back to work. Let's go.
Kyle, what'd you think about that?
Well, yeah. Well, it's he has certainly a point of view there that I think a lot of people would agree with, in the sense that people are waiting to get.
Well, the problem. Here's the problem, and I'm saying this respectfully because I know Todd. I've met him, and it's not an I, it's not a me, it's not a my thing. It's a we thing. It's got to be a we thing. We've got to be in this together, all of us. There can't be an I involved in any of this, because that's when you defeat the whole purpose of the teamwork concept. And I was behind Donald Trump, too, long before anybody knew about it, because I'd worked with the guy. I knew about him. I'd actually inspected some of his buildings as a fire inspector in New York State, in New York City, rather. And that's how I knew, you know, of him and whatnot. I saw him from a distance. I never met him up close. I actually met his son, Don Jr. and Eric. I met both of those young men in the line of duty when I was doing what I was doing. But, you know, it's a we thing. It's got to be a we thing. There's got to be people involved in this, and not just I, me, my. That's not the way I look at it. But that's just me.
Well, sure, but I know that a lot of people, they want to get back to work, but we have to get back to work under the right circumstances. And the infrastructure, you know, it's interesting that the president wants to advance this at this time, but perhaps he's looking ahead to see that, you know, things are going to settle out perhaps in a very different way. It won't be just exactly the way it was, and there might be a lot of people looking for work at that point.
Let's just use something as an example, and maybe this will help out. California has a climate fund, correct?
Right, that's right, yeah.
The headline out of California yesterday was, California uses climate cash to cut power bills during pandemic.
That's right. Yeah. So what they do is the money that they were supposed to be using, I guess, to offset the
green energy.
The green energy, exactly. But what they want to do is they want to perhaps tap into that, because power consumption in California has gone up 15% to 20% in recent weeks, because of course everybody's staying at home. And you know, this is something that I've been thinking about myself, Captain. Right now, you know, our weather here, at least in Southern California, has been pretty mild. People aren't having to run their air conditioners all day at their house if they're at home working. But if this goes on longer and we get into hot weather, which of course I know would hopefully help the spread of the virus, but you know, all of a sudden people are going to start turning on their air conditioners everywhere all the time. And then so those bills are going to skyrocket even more.
Yeah.
And so they're looking to try to find a way to offset that. Otherwise, you know, they're not going to have enough to pay the bills, basically.
Yeah, and I had the heat on yesterday morning because it was in the 50s, and I'll have it on again this morning because it's going to be in the 50s. So there you go. Then I turned it off about 10 o'clock. Now, and I turned it on when I got home. Now, the CDC is getting set to urge everyone to wear cloth masks in public, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says that New Yorkers should just start wearing cloth masks outside everywhere they go.
That's right. Now, this is sort of a turnaround, Captain, from what early on even the Surgeon General was not advising people to wear masks in public, really of any kind, because they didn't think that it had that much of a big difference, and also it would take away some material from first responders and healthcare professionals. But, of course, now we understand that that's going to be pretty much reversed, not so much that you have to wear a surgical mask, but they want you to wear, or will be announcing that they'll want you to wear something like a scarf or some kind of cloth around your mouth.
Now, Steve Mnuchin yesterday got several questions from reporters, and there was this one girl reporter, I don't know if you saw it, but she said, how do we know when it always takes weeks to get things done by the government that we're going to get a check in the next week or two? Checks are very slow with the government. Well, I can tell you as a government contractor, when I worked for FEMA in logistics and used my trucks and hauled a bunch of their stuff during some of the worst hurricanes that Florida ever saw, that the checks came about every 30 to 90 days. It all depended on what you were doing and how critical the move was. But that was with the federal government. Now, she was probably citing that as an example, but Steve Mnuchin said, well, we have a web portal. You can go over there at midnight. Matter of fact, at midnight this morning, 12:01 a.m., they could go to the Small Business Administration website and fill out the applications for the loan, and then go to the whoever their banker was and do the process there. But Americans, he said, will have their checks soon. It looks like the middle of April, and certainly when they come out May the 4th, when the checks come out the first of the month for the Social Security folks, as well as middle of the month, they should have their checks.
Well, that's right. And earlier yesterday, Steve Mnuchin was talking about the idea that there was going to be a 3 weeks. You know, he had originally mentioned 3 weeks, but now he's saying it's really 2 weeks. And, of course, that's because they've been really trying to hit this hard to make sure people can get their checks as soon as possible. So hopefully this downward revision is going to be just right.
Now, Sondi yesterday said that she thought one of her friends in Wisconsin got a check on top of their Social Security check, and I'm not sure that she was going to get back and tell me. I've not heard, but I don't know of anybody that I know that got checks the first of the month from Social Security that got their stimulus in there. It's my understanding you won't see it until the middle of the month, around the 15th, because Wednesday the 15th, that's when the second batch of checks comes out, and then the next original batch will come out again the first week of May. So that's probably what's going to happen.
Right. Well, and the information we have is that the direct deposits are going to start around April 13th. So, it'd be doubtful that anybody got any stimulus money just yet.
Now, background checks. FBI background checks for guns last month set an all-time record, 3.7 million people. And I can tell you from the gun shows that I was going to on a regular basis and making personal appearances, they were busy.
I can imagine. Well, people realize that they may need to protect themselves.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Going to take a look at the highways and byways. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is going to stick around. And then we'll get right back into things. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. It's one of those nights where there's no shortage of news. And, oh, by the way, homelenders, you got a little reprieve, but we'll see what happens there.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Alrighty, Donna Fiducia getting in the mix there. And I'll tell you what, let's play a little something here right now and just kind of cap it off.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. And this is War.
Meteorite.
that down a little bit. That's so LJ can dance around. And Kyle, I don't know what's going on there on your end, but are you moving to that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's more, right?
That's more. Yeah. That's from one of their albums. And again, these are the oldies but goodies, because you can't, you know, unless you know where these are at and what you're looking for, you're not going to find them. These are oldies but goodies that go back 40, 45, 50 years, believe it or not. And, yeah, sure, we're showing our age, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. By the way, I want to say hello before we get started here to our buddy Travis. And Travis reminded me that every gun show vendor that I know asks for the proper ID and their discretionary as to whom they buy, sell, or trade weapons to, because they have to be. And the different agencies will be there walking around in plain clothes checking things. You never know who's going to be there or where they're going to be, if you know what I mean.
Well, exactly right. Well, of course, yeah, you have to be responsible, sure.
Yeah, because they talk about, some of the people that don't know what they're talking about talk about, well, there's this gun show exemption where they can do this and they can do that. No, they can't. Nope. Doesn't work that way. Sorry. All right, well, here we go with the Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J nearest you. We have got a slow-moving cold front bringing the potential for severe storms with large hail, damaging winds, locally heavy rain across Texas, and that is going to be moving out into the plains later in the day. Now, we may see I-20, I-30, I-40 with these conditions, because just north of Oklahoma, you've got snow in the central part of Kansas tonight, snow across most of Nebraska, Al's getting snowed on, snow across the western half of Iowa, snow across the eastern half of South Dakota, snow across the eastern half of North Dakota with a winter storm warning from Fargo all the way to the Canadian line, right straight up 29. And then over to the east, about 20 miles in on the Minnesota side, you've got a winter storm warning from just east of Fargo straight up to the Canadian line. And you got snow across most of Minnesota tonight, including the Twin Cities, where it looks like they're getting a dusting there. And there's some rain out in front of it, Kyle, right now, over on the Wisconsin line around Beloit. It looks like Wisconsin with the Minnesota folks there. And then out by you in California in the mountains, you got some pretty chilly temperatures tonight, right?
That's right. That yeah, they would be going down on the higher elevations, I'm sure.
Now, in the Medford, Oregon area, we got a hard freeze, and that's not good for the fruit crop that's up there with the pears that they raise in Medford and the cherries that come out of there and whatnot. So I'm sure they got the smudge pots going up there in some of those areas. And then Reno South over there, the western part of Nevada tonight, you got some winds whipping around there. We've got some snow tonight, Kyle, over in West Virginia again, light dusting of snow. There's a clipper over in that area. Southeastern Ohio also getting snow, and the northeastern corner of Kentucky getting snow as well. So no shock there to me.
Well, no, not at all.
Now, what did you have? You had something you wanted to mention.
Oh, that's right. Well, Captain, as we go through the next few days here, we're looking for what they call the super pink moon. And that's going to be coming up here around April the 7th. And that means that, of course, we're going to have the full moon. It's going to be very, very bright. It'll be glowing all night long in most cases, starting around April the 7th. And it's going to appear a little bit bigger, a little bit brighter than usual, although it will be sort of a subtle difference. But you should be able to perhaps maybe see some shadows cast on the ground. But it's known as a super moon or a super pink moon. It doesn't mean the moon will look pink, but it is simply associated with April pink flowers that seem to bloom around that time. So if the truckers are out and they're going across the landscape,
their eyes aren't going bad. It's a pink moon.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. But if they have the clear skies, they should be able to see this really cool super moon. coming up.
Okay, now we'll finish the weather here because North Carolina and the northeastern part of South Carolina tonight, you've got some winds coming in there. This is part of that system that's gone up along the east coast that's now right now off Massachusetts, and you've got gale force winds up there, plus it looks like you've got some pretty good rain up there just off the coast of Massachusetts that may or may not come inland, don't know, but right now it's out there in the ocean. And it is all the way to Maine, so that's some of the weather there along the coastline tonight up there from, starts out down around Chesapeake Bay, and then it's moving along. Probably by later today or tonight, it'll be gone out of the area. So there you go. Now, Al is chiming in. Yes, had a bit of freezing rain yesterday afternoon. Nothing at the moment. Well, I'll tell you what, Al, I'm looking at snow all around you, so I'm sure you're going to see some between now and daylight, right?
That's right. Yeah, and this storm you're talking about, they might call it a subtropical storm at some point, maybe by the end of the week or so.
Yeah, because it's got elements bringing moisture up out of the Gulf, and that's where the bad weather might happen coming across Texas. Like I said, if it's across I-20, it may be something that we've seen similar in the last couple of weeks with all the bad storms that came in there, the tornadoes and whatnot. But anyway, we're gonna close out the Truckers Highway and Byway Report by saying, don't forget to go check out your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And, oh, by the way, the good thing about them is if you go in there on the third watch and you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get a nice free hot cup of coffee. So take advantage of that. Well, Kyle, speaking of the truckers and the Highway and Byway Report, oil, Wall Street roared along yesterday and was doing pretty good till the unemployment numbers came out. But Wall Street was doing well because of the oil recovery, which eclipsed people felt better about oil coming back, prices going up a little bit, than the jobless reports that were out there.
Well, right. Well, as we see what's happening with oil, that might help to give a little bit of a boon. But the jobless claims, they are, unfortunately, they're just a massive amount of jobless claims. But
total of 10 million now.
That's right. That's right. But I think that some of this can be baked in only because it wasn't unexpected in the grand sense, because we understand about the shutdown and many furloughs starting to happen. Even Disneyland is now starting to furlough its non-union workers as their parks remain shuttered, basically, because of the coronavirus. So a lot of that is expected, and also there's a stimulus package there as well to try to help people, so it's trying to soften some of the blow. But, yeah, the 10 million number, Captain, is just overwhelming, and it just points up the exactly the fact that we have to fight this thing quickly and get back to normal as quick as possible.
Yeah, and our senator down here in Florida, Marco Rubio, made a statement yesterday. He said the true total of unemployment actually is much higher, and we don't really know because of all the folks that are now eligible for unemployment, the independent business owners, self-employed people.
That's exactly right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. Top of the hour news coming up. Taking a break. I'll be back. Kyle Warren will stick around here in the next hour. We're going to start out talking about what's going on with some of the houses. That's a business that Kyle is in. And I'll tell you what, it's not going to be pretty for a while anyway. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.